race one, Nick.
Jorda, a 280 favourite. Arctic Angel, 21. Plovercet, 10. Split Lip, 17. Remuse, 480. Lockwa at 23. True Excelsior, 18. Pageantry, 21. Fox Swift, 10. Mintha, 26. Elgrange, 10. Miss Vixen, 23. Moe Rose at 14. The favourite, Jorda, $3 into 280, has been the second best backed. The best backed runner is number 5, Remuse, who opened a $5 chance.
Okay, Dean, we get to see Jorda for the first time, up the straight for the first time. The form around Pariah looks very enticing. Is she drawn the right place?
Oh, I don't think there's a problem where she's drawn, Greg. She's got maybe one speed horse outside her in Lukia, but inside Algane and Arctic Angel are maybe the speed runners, and it just depends where they want to go. She's got the speed to go across to the inside if so desired, or if they're coming up the middle, she's probably ideally drawn.
Are you with the Sydney filly?
Very much so. She's got the right form line for me. That run last start was terrific. First up behind Pariah, you can line Pariah up through Catchy and through Minari. They're two of the better horses going around, and just in isolation, you look at Catchy's form lines in as opposed to these horses, and it's superior. So I think Jorda just presents with the right form to win. I think there's some value for trifectas and first fours. I think 12 Miss Vixen should have won at Sandown, be fitter for that run. 5 Remuse missed the run last week back in distance, but will be quite strong. And big rep for this Adelaide filly, Split Lip. I thought her run first up against the pattern was enormous, and I thought she'd be strong down the outside. But I think Jorda will win, might be a good Quinella at number 12, though. 112, 5 and 4.
112, 5 and 4. Warren, it's a bit of an issue, isn't it, with Remuse coming out last week and dropping back in distance?
Winkers go on, but there was that issue with, I think it was like some type of blood problem last week. So she's had time to get over that and obviously has recovered, but she's...
She was right within a couple of days, according to Tony, but still.
But it's a concern for me, particularly back in distance, and I think it's an irresistible form line through Jorda. That's the A grade of the 3-year-olds through Pariah, and you can mount a case to say she should have finished a little bit closer first up. She just took a while to get clear, worked home really well. I don't think she'll have any traffic issues with the barrier draw down the straight here, and I like her to kick off with a winner. Number 1, Jorda. Forgiving of Plovercet, I thought her first up run was good. Regan Bayliss said that she was really struggling to breathe when she got back post-race last start with getting her tongue over the bit. The tongue tie goes on. The winkers go on, Remuse back in distance as a query, but she'll be strong late. I actually like the way number 6, Luke, was coming to hand with the jump outs. I don't think she'll be part of any early speed, but I like the way she's progressing and she'll also be strong late. Keen on 1 ahead of 3, 5 and 6.
Are you... marching in time too,
yes,
Matt?
Yes, very much so, Greg. Well, it's kind of the A Sydney form versus the B Melbourne form, and the A Sydney form is often better than the Melbourne A form, so it sort of all adds up for Jorda, for mine, and I like him drawn out there up the straight. I hate him drawn in, and I just reckon she gets her every possible chance from there, and she won't be in the wrong part of the track or anything like that, so I think everything stacks up for Jorda in the straight line here. I would have gone close to tipping Remuse on top had it not been for the issue last week, but the blinkers go on, which might compensate and keep her nice and fresh. I just think she's a powerful, improving filly who's come back and she's taken that step this time in. Fox Swift for Kieran Maher, that was an okay push from Kieran. The Blondie form stacking up all right, and True Excelsior was okay, I thought, behind Remuse last start. But not betting, but I kind of expect Jorda to come out and win pretty well here. 1 on top from 5, 9 and 7.
Yeah, I'm with Jorda as well. I think she's got the quality form that Pariah... Minari form just looks head and shoulders above these. I've got her on top to beat 3, Plovercet will improve today, 5, Remuse and 6, Lukia, 1, 3, 5 and 6.